I've been working on that.
Hey, women. Jersey.
I represent the South Shore, Mr. Chair.
I just said South Side. Be quiet, Jersey. Come on now.
That doesn't include my district.
Be quiet now. Come on now. Let's be cordial, because I can come when we come Monday. I can act just like you. Stop now. Come on. We have fun now.
We're part on that, Brandy.
And make sure you switch your seat.
And so are we. That's why we're the Deep South in my district.
Exactly. Oh, you don't want that one.
Oh, I know it is.
Deep South. Can we get some Kentucky Fried Chicken up in here, please?
South 894.
Item 14, thank you very much.
From the Director of Department of Transportation and the Airport Director, requesting authorization to apply for an accepted grant from the Federal Department of Homeland Security Transportation Security Administration for the design and installation of a security surveillance system at General Mitchell International Airport.
Supervisor Brokowski.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Sorry to keep you up, Supervisor Taylor. Yes, thank you. Mr. Bateman, or Mr. Dranzik, I guess I'm not here to debate, the increased security in the Capitol project over at General Mitchell. But I have to tell you that I was really floored that the security surveillance system is projected to cost over $10 million. Now, I know of which the entire cost will be funded by TSA, which means you and I as taxpayers, but I have to tell you, $10 million is a significant amount of money, and I don't know how you all can, or how they can justify it. I'm just taken aback by that number.
Mr. Bateman?
This is Mike Keegan, Director of Security at Mitchell Airport.
Mm-hmm.
How many cameras involved in this?
We currently have 119 cameras at our disposal. This will bring our total up to just shy of 500, around 490.
Whoa. And, you know, it's not the camera that's expensive. It's the installation and cabling and the storage devices, you know, that drive this up. So, it is expensive, but 500 cameras, a lot of cameras, and they are very useful to us. Part of the layered security of the TSA.
Okay. I'm not debating the whole security thing, okay? $10 million, I don't care how you slice it, is a lot of money. And I got to tell you, 500 cameras... I don't necessarily need to know where they all are, but, I mean, you know, you're going to be talking like, you know, restrooms and stuff now. I mean, 500 cameras, again, security is important, but this almost seems like overkill.
They're throughout the facility, not just internally.
Well, okay, so what does that mean?
Mr. Blue, you got something to say?
Yes, sir, if I may. Mr. Chair and Supervisors, good morning still. Terry Blue, Deputy Airport Director, Operations and Maintenance. This award, pick a medium hub airport, and odds are you're going to pick an airport that's already received a grant like this. Yeah. The grants range anywhere from $3 million to $8 million. Some of that speaks to the condition or what the airport already had in place. 100 cameras for an airport the size of Mitchell Airport is a little bit on the low side. Most of you know I come from a different airport before my 6 years here now. I was at Denver International Airport where we had somewhere upwards of 900 cameras. They recently took, I believe, a $3 million grant, and don't quote me, I'm not authorized to speak on their behalf, but I believe I read an article where they are somewhere in the neighborhood of like 1,200 cameras now. So the goal of the project, essentially, from an airport security standpoint, is to be able to monitor all things airport, whether that is your parking structures, to make sure that you've got theft issues, God forbid you have any, under control, monitor your terminals and concourses, God forbid you have anything along the lines of the LAX incident, monitor things on the airfield and so forth. So when you take an airport the size of Mitchell Airport, we have 2,200 acres, and what's our building count, like 900 or something along those lines when you add in the 440th. We've got how many miles of perimeter fence?
Just shy of 12.
It takes a lot of cameras. It really does. So, okay. Yeah, it is, admittedly, it's a staggering number, but it is very much in line with what a lot of other airports have already accepted.
Supervisor Jersey.
Those cameras, do they also go to the security fence perimeter and beyond? How far out do they go?
Mr. Chair and Supervisors, depends on the placement of the camera. Perimeter location is not allowed, but if you have cameras that are in high places, you're obviously going to be able to see your perimeter fences. They will be airport property. The TSA program is very strict on what it does and doesn't allow. So there will not be any in Cudahy.
So you're indicating basically the privacy issues outside of our perimeter fence are already taken care of. That's not something that we should be overly concerned about.
That's correct.
Thank you.
I want all the drones, too. Supervisor
Washington. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to move approval of item 14.
Any other comments or questions?
Yeah, just quickly, I was just trying to understand. So they're paying for this, but the are these like we have dual access, so they have access and we have access, or what is our relationship there? I don't quite understand how that works.
Supervisor Lipscomb, our relationship with our local TSA is excellent. We enjoy that very much at this airport. Other airports don't have that. The sharing of the information that's gathered is something that is a negotiable fact and is part of this. The TSA so far in our initial discussions has indicated that they primarily need to see their checkpoints, the three screening checkpoints that they do now, and the rest of the cameras basically are for the use of the airport in our risk management and other things that we need to observe as well as our security issues.
And were you talking about how many, what our current count is. Are the current ones being replaced, or are they already up to the standards of what we're installing?
No, sir. We're maintaining those. We have to convert them to an internet protocol standard, which will be part of this, part of that cost. And the other cameras will come up with the internet protocol already. And the storage is our biggest thing. Part of this acceptance would be we have to maintain a 30-day storage per camera to accept this, and that's the very, very expensive part of this whole project.
Talking terabytes of storage.
Sure. And how up to date is the technology that we're talking? Is this the latest stuff? Or I mean, I've seen this where you can, you know, with the facial recognition and they can track the person automatically. The software is able to do that for you. Are you going to be able to have that capability?
That capability can be there, yes, sir. We have not, because we have not been able to go to a designer yet to get all of these items fleshed out. We are looking at them. I'm actively engaged with other airports that have these systems, so I can identify the needs and desires that we have, and then for the designer to come back and tell us what we can actually get and then get it put in.
Very good. All right. Thank you.
Any other questions?
Well, just one question on the fiscal note. This is fully paid by TSA funds. I do note the fiscal note indicates the $10 million sum is on the capital improvement budget. There is no debt service on this. And you know, that sometimes this is not as helpful as the chart could be in terms of how we describe things. I do note the language and the explanation is correct, though, so... There is no debt service funding here on this.
Supervisor, I'm sorry, Mr. Chair and Supervisors, that is correct. The only cost the airport will be on the hook for is the operations and maintenance of the system moving forward.
Thank you.
Gentlemen, I hope one who passes get it up as soon as possible, because you just show where we have a flaw. Madam Chair, call the roll.
Wyshon.
Aye.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Jersey.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
Six ayes, zero noes. The motion is approved.
Item 15.